Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, March the 24th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour. Bob Welsh in studio with me, and we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day a week late here today. And not to go through the whole rigmarole, but last week I was down with a little bit of a cold, didn't want to have anybody in the studio and rub off on them and get them sick. So we postponed St. Patrick's Day to this week. And earlier on in the program, Bob and I decided that the groundhogs were all wrong, from Warren Groundhog Harding to Punxsutawney Phil to Buckeye Chuck, that we did not have six more weeks of winter. Is that right, Bob?
We did agree on that.
We did agree. I'm sure we will agree that it's agreeable. Now, what we do have here is we have two $10 passes to Del Taco, two Del Taco beanies, gray beanies that say Del Taco on them in white, and maybe a neighbor's pizza we'll give away today. Now, we started the trivia earlier this morning, and so far, Judy, Ted, and Carol, and Mary are all in, and we're going to continue this trivia through 1 o'clock this afternoon, so you could be the recipient of something from Del Taco, or possibly a large neighbor's pizza, one topping. Now, Bob, where are we in the trivia department?
In the trivia department, we currently have a Family Feud question out there about the four main ingredients of the traditional, original Irish soda bread. Irish soda bread.
And the ingredients we have so far are flour and baking soda.
Baking soda. Yeah.
Two more to go.
No, we also have salt.
Oh, we got salt.
Ted got salt.
All right, salt.
What credit is due here. And so we have one last ingredient remaining in the Irish soda bread.
Okay, Irish soda bread ingredients, and we're doing this Family Feud style. We've got salt. We've got baking soda. We've got flour. What is that fourth item? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say milk for the other ingredient.
I'm going to disqualify that answer and say no, not milk.
No milk.
Okay.
No milk. Now remember, you can enter as many times as you like. We're going to do the drawing. We might do several drawings here this morning, so you want to stay tuned through 1 o'clock. But milk is not one of the items. We are at the studio today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Items in Irish soda bread. We've got salt, we've got baking soda, we've got flour. What is the fourth item? 740-383-9944. And again, I do want to thank Phyllis and Larry Shirk for the nice St. Patrick's Day card that they sent over. So thank them very much.
I'm going to toss out an interesting fact for you here.
Go right ahead.
Trivia here. About 9.2% of the U.S. population claims to have Irish descent.
Only 9%?
Well,
that's not a whole big...
But 54% of the population celebrate St. Patrick's Day. You know, so there's a great desire to be Irish.
I always said if you shake anybody's family tree, an Irish woman falls out. Go ahead, Colin.
Well, that's going to be a dry batter, so we're going to have to put some eggs in there if it isn't milk.
Not eggs. And I'm going to say that... following in Scott's footsteps here, I'm being real hard on the
ingredients.
The answer here, you know.
Well, that'd be, you're hard on the ingredients there. I got to get the liquid in there.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you're right. I mean, you just can't have a bunch of a dusty flour. There must be something to hold it all together, but it's not eggs.
You know what? It'd have to be maybe in the beer line or in the whiskey line, Scotch soda. Hey, we'll get back with other people there. Thanks, yeah. Guys.
And actually, there are some very excellent beer breads where the beer is the main ingredient holding everything together because it has the yeast and the flavoring and so forth. And I do love an excellent beer bread, but this is not beer bread.
This is not beer bread. So we've got baking soda, flour, salt, and one more item in the classic Irish Soda Bread, 740-383-9944. And again, we've got $10 to Del Taco. We're going to be giving away Del Taco beanies and possibly a Neighbor's Pizza, one large, one-topping pizza. And we're going to be doing this through 1 o'clock live here on WGH Talk. Phone number 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is that fourth item in the Irish soda bread, classic Irish soda bread? Go ahead, caller.
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk is it.
Oh, buttermilk.
Not buttermilk. It has to be buttermilk.
Has to be buttermilk. All right, we got you in. All right, buttermilk.
You have a chemical reaction between the buttermilk, the salt, and the soda, and that's really what makes it Irish soda bread. It has to be buttermilk, not just regular milk.
You know, now we've got Judy, Ted and Carol, Mary and Charlene all in the competition, and we are going to be giving away stuff all morning. You're not going to want to miss this. Okay, so that one's dead. Now what do we got?
Well, this is not so much a Family Feud type question, but when you catch a leprechaun, if you're lucky enough to catch a leprechaun, he must divulge to you his hidden treasure. And the hidden treasure is gold coins. What is the traditional amount, the number of gold coins in his treasure? Not the dollar amount, the numeric number of coins traditionally in a leprechaun's treasure.
How many gold coins are there in a leprechaun's treasure? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many gold coins in a leprechaun's hidden treasure? Pot of gold. How many coins? Now, where did this question come from? Is that scientific? That sounds like the groundhog.
Well, it might have been a groundhog that gave us the answer.
It could be. Go ahead, caller.
About a pot of gold.
Well, it is a pot of gold, and it's a pot of gold coins, but how many coins?
We'll have to think about that.
Yes.
All right, we're going to have to, see, that's a thinker.
That's a thinker.
How many gold coins? This is like how many licks to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
It could be the same answer.
How many gold coins in a leprechaun's pot of gold? That's what we want to know here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many coins in a leprechaun's pot of gold? You could win a Del Taco gift card for $10. You could win a Del Taco beanie, very nice and popular. Or you could win a large pizza to Neighbor's Pizza. All right, 740-383-9944. How many coins, it's a numeric value, number.
Numeric value.
How many coins in a leprechaun's pot of gold? Now, you can guess anything, and you may be right.
You may be right.
740-383-9944. Is there some significance to this?
To leprechauns or St. Patrick's
Day?
Well,
the number of coins.
No, I don't think there's... If there is, it escapes me. The number, it's the round number, but I don't know where it came from, but maybe just somebody who actually caught a leprechaun discovered the answer.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to try again. It's kind of fun going in on the Irish trend of things since I'm not Irish, but Lucky 7 has something to do with it, maybe like that, or are we getting up above 10 or 50 or something like that?
That's a lot of questions for an answer.
Well, you got a lot of answers.
I'm going to just say that of all your various answers, you're on the low side.
Thank you.
On the low side, but lucky number 7, that's not a bad guess.
Or 3 or 4, you know, with the three-leaf clover, a four-leaf clover, or a lucky 7. But no, the answer I have is higher than that.
How many gold coins in a leprechaun's pot of gold?
Hidden treasure there, yes.
Now, leprechauns are not real.
What?
Well, I didn't think they were.
Well, maybe you haven't seen one.
Well, I think that's probably true. I mean, they don't dance jigs and walk around with green clothes on and all that.
And I think that's the object of drinking green beer, is that eventually you'll see a leprechaun.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Well, there you go. How many gold coins in a leprechaun's pot of gold? Well, there you are. That's really all you need to know here this morning. How many leprechauns?
Go ahead.
1,000.
1,000.
Did you Google that?
Well, yeah.
Well, how would anybody else get a crazy question like that?
Hey, I told the truth.
Put her in the hidden pot of gold, and that is the answer.
1,000, thanks.
1,000.
Well, what is the significance of 1,000 coins?
That's a lot.
Well, I understand, but what does that have to do with?
Certainly much more than a leprechaun can carry, that's for sure.
Oh, that question stunk. Yeah. Let's move on to another one.
What is the traditional occupation of a leprechaun?
The job?
The job, you know.
Oh, God.
You know, for 364 years, days of the year, they're doing something other than partying on St. Patrick's Day. What is the traditional occupation of a leprechaun?
What is a leprechaun's job in life? 740-383-9944.
Not to dance on your belly when you're good and drunk. He's got another job.
You know, I had to fix the mic stand during the break. Bob got to see that. You know, this is right, Bob Vila.
Yes.
You know, I really have...
Red, green, and everybody else.
Yes, I really have taken care of this here. So what is a leprechaun's job?
His occupation. And it's a he, because leprechauns are traditionally male.
Are there female leprechauns?
Not by tradition, although I think the male leprechauns would be awful sad.
Well, yeah. How do you get other leprechauns if you don't have any female leprechauns?
I don't know. They live forever.
Oh, my. 27 minutes past the hour. What is a leprechaun's job? Boy, oh, boy. That's difficult. I'm telling you, that's going to be another Googler. I can feel that in my bones already.
I'm glad that they were able to find a one there, but...
What is a leprechaun's job?
If you're lucky enough to be Irish, you're lucky enough.
Well, where can you wear green?
Well, who says they're wearing green? You know, green is not the traditional color of Ireland and leprechauns.
Well, you've got green papers over there.
I've got green papers.
A green shirt.
But blue was initially the color of St. Patrick. And if you look at all the old portraits and paintings of St. Patrick, he is dressed in blue, not green.
Really?
Really.
The leprechaun is dressed in blue.
It depends on which decade of television you're looking at. Earlier the decades were blue, but more and more lately, green has taken over as the color of Ireland and the color of leprechauns.
We pinch people who aren't wearing green, right?
That's true.
Yeah. So what is a leprechaun's job? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is a leprechaun's job? I would have no idea. I would not even have a guess on that.
You wouldn't? Oh,
No, a leprechaun's job. They're little people.
Everybody's out there Googling, and they're getting up. Who knows what they're getting on the online there?
A leprechaun's job. Now, remember, we've got tickets to Del Taco here, $10 gift certificates. We've got Del Taco beanies. We've got Neighbor's Pizza, large one-topping pizza here, but you got to get in the drawing, as Charlene and Mary and Ted and Carol and Judy have all done. Leprechaun's job. Go ahead, caller.
Making shoes?
Making shoes.
A shoemaker. I guess we'll accept that answer.
A cobbler.
I was going for shoemaker, not making shoes.
Hey, do you think we got 6 more weeks of winter, or did we get an early spring?
I don't know. The way it feels out there today, I'd say 6 more weeks of winter.
It might have been 6 more weeks of winter. Hey, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Shoemaker.
There you go.
Now on to our next bit of scintillating trivia here.
I think that goes along the lines of, what was that old fairy tale where the cobbler would sleep at night and the leprechauns would come in, or the elves would come in and finish his shoes or something, and the old shoemaker, what was the name of that? Oh, well. More scintillating in the original...
We're getting a call. Maybe this is a critique of something you've done.
Maybe, all right.
Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, boys. How are you on this chilly, wet morning?
Oh, doing good. How are you?
Acceptable and slightly irrespectable.
Well, that's what I've always felt about you.
Can I give you a leps job, or you want a leprechaun's job?
Well, let's see what you got, Adam.
Okay. You don't want a leps job, right? Because I have so many jobs, I can't even keep track of them. Well, if a leprechaun is small and wears green, maybe, like, a leprechaun's a guy, right? I guess I was kind of determined. Like, would a female leprechaun be a leprechess or something like that? But maybe like a gardener, because, you know, you're close to the ground. Green for a green thumb and four-leaf clover. If you can grow a four-leaf clover, you're a pretty good gardener. So gardener or landscaper is my guess.
No, that is not the correct answer. It's a shoe cobbler.
Oh, shoe cobbler.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Adam, do you know any traditional St. Patrick's Day songs? We know you like to karaoke.
There's When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. I don't really know the words, though.
You don't know, like, Tura Lura Lura or anything like that?
I'm not Irish, but...
Well, I don't think you have to be Irish to sing the songs.
I like to drink scotch. I mean, that's...
Well, that's
the same part of the world.
That's Scottish.
Now, wait a second. So can you do Tura Lura Lura? You don't know Tura Lura Lura?
I never even heard of that song.
Oh, that's the famous Irish lullaby.
Yeah. I know Think of Laura by Christopher Cross and songs by Laura Branigan, but never heard of that one.
So you, who claim to be a music aficionado, don't know any Irish songs?
Not really. I said I'm not Irish, you know. So.
Well, again, I don't think you have to be Irish to know Irish songs.
Maybe just some hits by U2 or something.
I'm part Russian, so I know Back in the USSR by the Beatles. So that's kind of close. I never really got into St. Patrick's Day.
No, not even with your scotch?
Yeah, well, I can kind of drink scotch anytime.
What do you got? What song have you sang recently?
I haven't been to karaoke in a while. I do We Are the World. No one else really does that except me.
Yeah.
That was like the number one requested song when I was in radio back in the 80s, I'm sure I've told you. It's like we would play it 6 times an hour, and it's a 6-minute song, so it's like all we ever played. We were like the All We Are the World station. But it is a good song, and the funds go for a good cause, so it was okay.
All right. Well, thanks for the guess.
Okay, no, I thought that was a clever guess, but oh well.
All right. Well, now do you understand the correlation with having to be Irish to know an Irish song?
I think it helps if you're Irish, but you don't have to be. I mean, like, there's 54% of the population out there claiming to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day, but only 9.2% are actually of Irish descent. And so, I think anybody can stretch it a little bit. You can live outside your known means.
You're really getting an education on this show this morning in Irish trivia. All right, next trivia question.
Next trivia question. Well, for the Googlers out there, and this might be in the pot of gold, what is the official coinage of, or the monetary unit of Ireland?
What is the official monetary unit
dollar,
of Ireland?
Dinar, mark.
You know, these are kind of like the SATs.
It is.
They're very difficult.
Well,
I don't think anybody could pull these off the top of their head.
But you can't give away good prizes on easy answers.
The official monetary
unit of Ireland.
Unit of Ireland. What do they have over in Ireland that they use for money? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do they use in Ireland for money? So, like in America, it's the dollar.
The dollar.
In Germany,
it's the mark.
In Russia, it's the ruble. The
ruble.
All right. So, what do we use in Ireland?
What do we use in Ireland?
How strong is the Irish currency?
As strong as anybody else's.
Are you sure?
It's not bendable.
Is it like England? Are they having all those problems like they're having over in England?
I think Ireland actually went through more economic distress than England over the last couple of years.
Wasn't there a potato famine over in Ireland?
1846 or so, 1842.
Go ahead, caller.
It's the euro.
It's the euro. That's correct.
Isn't that what they use in England now as well?
But I
believe so. Yeah, that one I knew.
Didn't have to Google that.
No, I think they just switched over. It's trouble. I don't think the euro is very powerful right now.
Mm-mm.
No. Hey, thanks. The euro. That's also a good sandwich.
It is.
The euro.
Euro. But the euro of puns.
Exactly. So what question do we have next?
Ireland is an island.
Ireland is an island. What? Is that a question?
I'm leading into it there, you know. I got to work this up here. But Ireland is the second largest island, the second largest island in Europe. What is the largest island in Europe?
Oh, there you go. That's a simple one. What's the largest island in Europe? Because Ireland is the second largest island.
Correct.
Now, really, this has nothing to do with Irish trivia. You just have to know the largest island in Europe.
Well, it touches on Ireland.
What? Is it close to Ireland? Touches it?
Well, no, I'm just saying that
the trivia touches on Ireland. I know the largest island. What is considered an island and what is considered a continent?
Oh, you're drawing a fine line there. You know, why is something like Greenland not a continent when Australia is?
Well, I think it's confusing. Is it surrounded by water? What is that?
Well, Europe's not surrounded by water. I mean, it's got Asia on the one side there.
Well, what's the difference between a bay and an island and a continent?
Well, maybe you need to get Jimmy Buffett on to answer some of these questions.
Well, Adam could sing that, a cheeseburger in paradise or something.
There you go.
All right, the largest island in Europe. Now, number two is Ireland. What is the largest island in Europe? All you geography buffs out there.
I suppose we could have turned this into a family feud, just named the various islands of Europe.
We're going to have to go to a family feud question here in a second. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The largest island in Europe. Ireland is number two, so what is number one? 740-383-9944. The largest island in Europe.
Nobody.
And we've got, well,
nobody.
It's a tough one.
The crickets are out.
We've got the Del Taco gift card here for $10. The Del Taco beanie, gray, that says white, Del Taco in white on the front of it. And possibly a neighbor's pizza as the morning progresses here this morning. But we're talking about an island in Europe, larger than Ireland. An island in Europe, larger than Ireland. What is the largest island in Europe? 740-383-9944. Who's got it?
Could be anybody.
This is like the Irish SATs. It really is.
It is. Maybe I should become the Irish quizmaster.
Because nobody could know these things off the top of their head. You would have to cram.
Well, I think any good geography course, any student would certainly pull this one out and say, it is this.
See, I just think these are very difficult because I think this is like the Irish immigration test. Where you got to know these things, and I don't think, like off the top of your head, if you're doing like a presidential trivia, you know, what president did this? Well, you have like a pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could get into some of that there. Why did God invent whiskey?
Dude, that's a little more. I don't know to
religious
leftist. Well, it's leftist center. I don't know. The largest island in Europe. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Now Ireland is number two. But what is number one? The largest island in Europe. Take a guess. Doesn't hurt. You can be wrong. That's how trivia used to be done. People didn't Google. They would call in with wrong answers, and then we would eventually get to the right answer.
That's right.
Those days apparently have bit the dust.
Well, we're bringing back old-time radio. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Well, I think, yeah, why not? But this one's not going very well. This is not like the Euro or the occupation of a leprechaun. The largest island in Europe. Ireland is number two, so what is the largest island? 740-383-9944. You know, Adam claims to know everything about geography, but apparently he doesn't know this one.
Well, if he calls back, I've got a top 40 hit question for him.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Stump the DJ?
Stump the DJ.
You all know, right,
wasn't,
Adam.
Wasn't that what he was always about?
Well, he tried to, but he played. You know, I don't really know. I listened to some of those shows, and they would stump him, but then he would say, well, that's out of my area. Well, we need to know what your area is.
But yeah, we can do that. Talk about leprechauns. I mean, they're considered mischievous elves by Merriam-Webster. Dressed in green with little pointy hats and everything.
So they really work for Santa Claus.
Yes.
But during this time of year, they become mischievous.
Well, you've got to have a full-time occupation. You can't just work 2 days a year or something.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm not going to go to my encyclopedia and some other information centers here. I'm just enjoying what I can get off the top of my head, and that's what we do most all the time, we guess. But since Bob's got the answer in front of him and stuff, how about giving us, is there such a thing there in that area, multiple choice?
Multiple choice would be too difficult.
That means Bob would have to think of two other answers here off the top of his head.
That's right. Pushing it. A hit for the largest island in Europe. Let's just say the other island was an adversary at one point of Ireland.
They didn't get along.
They didn't get along. And maybe to this day they still are kind of iffy towards each other.
Any guesses? Oh, we lost that.
Lost that. What do you
know? I don't think the clue went over very well. 740-383-9944. The largest island in Europe.
Quite honestly, I didn't think this was a hard question.
Well, apparently it is. And Ireland is number two, but what is the largest, island in Europe? 740-383-9944. And it's an adversarial island opposed to Ireland.
That is correct.
So that's where we are. 740-383-9944. Del Taco gift cards, Del Taco beanies, Neighbor's Pizza, whatever you got. Give us a buzz, and we will see if you know the answer and can get in on one of these giveaways here today. So far, we've got Ted and Carol and Charlene and Judy and Mary all in the giveaway bag.
Now, coming up here a little bit later, you got a caller?
I do have a caller. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
I would like to hear the music question. Just to remind you, my wheelhouse is 73 to 87. I know some songs before 73.
Well, is this in that wheelhouse, Bob?
Well, this is 1972. So I think...
Yeah, I should know. It's mischievous, by the way. I don't more mischievous. That's a pet peeve of mine, mischievous. That's not right.
Irregardless of that.
Well, don't be mischievous this morning.
I know people who hate the word irregardless.
Knock back another scotch and you'll be fine.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not 72. I mean, Three Dog Night and the bands that were big then, I certainly have knowledge of. So go right ahead.
A well-known Irish musician from that time frame hit number one in 1972 with what song? Gilbert O'Sullivan hit
number one. Yeah, I know. Alone Again Naturally, Claire. I think Alone Again Naturally was number one, but Claire, Get Down. Those are all three of my favorite songs. My dad and I used to love to sing along to his tunes in the car.
Eclair?
I'll get the road again.
Not Eclair.
Did you say Eclair?
No, Claire.
Yeah,
Eclair.
Claire.
Go Claire.
Claire. Not Eclair.
Claire's about his niece, which a lot of people don't know.
Well, I have to give you points. You got the answer right off the top of your head.
What was the answer?
Alone Again Naturally.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's what I thought. Eclair was certainly probably top five.
See, isn't he saying Eclair?
Well, I think you're getting a little bit of static there. Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E.
It sounds like you're saying Eclair.
Well.
Or maybe he's having breakfast.
Scotch and Eclairs.
E was the niece's first name, and Claire was the middle name, so she would be Eclair. But, no, I love Gilbert O'Sullivan. Great talent.
Aren't they both dead?
One of those musicians, too, that did songs in different styles. No, the songs all didn't sound the same, like some of the musicians from back then. Get Down was more upbeat, more rock. Claire was kind of sentimental, bubblegummy 70s.
Well, I've never heard Claire. Give us a little bit of Claire.
Naturally, it's kind of a sad song.
Let me hear a little bit of it.
I'm not singing today. I'm not.
Well, that's worthless. Why? I don't even know the song.
Well, look it up. It's a good tune. I mean,
I don't have time. I'm doing a radio show. I ain't got time to look that up.
I'm not singing today. I'm just talking.
Gilbert
O'Sullivan is in my wheelhouse. Like Three Dog Night, the music goes back. I mean, before 73, but I can pretty much give you any song.
That was
a hit, or otherwise.
We'll test you again here. You ready for another question?
You go right ahead. Yeah.
All right. What Irish band features? I guess members named Larry Mullen, Adam Clayton, The Edge. I'm going to stop.
Well,
you
too, I guess. The Edge. I mean, that's
you too.
Awesome.
Yeah, there you go. You too.
That's not up to 87, and I'm not even a fan of you too. But then you mentioned The Edge, of course.
You don't have to be a fan if you're covering the entire decade of music. There are going to be some songs there you like, some you don't, but you have to know the...
You ever confuse Bono with Sonny Bono or Cher Bono? I used to confuse them a little bit.
It says Bono. But
yeah.
There was an amusing story that I guess Bono was in an elevator, you know, after the Grammys at one point, and Sonny Bono got in. And the two just kind of, you know, looked each other over. Not
that would be
much.
A great person you could have interviewed, Scott, because he was a mayor. You know, he was really funny.
But when
the question you could ask Sonny, I mean, I wish he were still alive.
Yeah,
guy was a character.
He was a great character. But when he got off, he looked at Bono and he said, "It's pronounced Bono."
Now, wait a second. Did you just say Sonny Bono was a great talent?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was
not a great singer, maybe, but...
No. What was he talented at?
He was a mayor. He was a mayor of Palm Beach.
No, that don't take any talent.
He was him and Cher were hilarious together.
Sonny Bono wrote a number of number one hits.
Songwriter, singer.
What did he write?
Comedian. He was on the Golden Girls.
Well, right there, that makes him a star right there. He's a talent.
He was hilarious.
His first hit was actually not Sonny and Cher. It was Pins and Needles, picked up by another group who just escaped my mind.
I just never heard the words talented and Sonny Bono in the same sentence.
Little piece of trivia for Adam there, that Sonny and Cher are one of the few acts that have had 5 songs in the top 40 at one time. And many of those were written by Sonny. I mean,
yeah,
he was a talent.
Did. And some other,
he wasn't a singer, but he was a talent.
And the Bee Gees also, Barry Gibb wrote many songs back when they were huge in the 70s.
I don't know. Sonny Bono, a talent. We'll have to throw that on the old skillet.
It was a great interview, Scott, because he did so many things. He got mayor, a TV star, comedian, singer.
Well, he might have been a good interview. That doesn't mean he's talented. We have had a lot of people on who had no talent who were good interviews.
Maybe you could fire up the time machine and go back in time and interview him.
Well, I don't know about talent. I think he kind of rode Cher's coattails there, and that was about it.
No, I think he promoted
Cher. Cher is someone, she's so timeless. You realize, she's like 80 years old, right?
Well, I don't think she's timeless. When's the last time she had a song that had any stir?
You see her on social media. Her mom just passed away, I believe, and she was well in her 90s.
Yeah, but I mean, her career is musical, is it not? So when's the last time she had a song?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she's had any... Again, I don't listen to any current music, so I don't think she's really had a big hit recently, but she's had many in the past. And just her image, she has so much appeal, and she's so beautiful. Like, she's ageless.
She's retired, I think, mostly.
She's, gotten better looking as she's gotten older.
Well, I don't know.
She was always beautiful, She just seems to improve.
Has anybody ever told you, Adam, beauty is in the eye of the beholder?
I've heard beauty is in the eye of the beer holder.
In the what?
Beauty is in the eye of the beer holder.
Oh. Well, maybe. Could be.
Okay, well, I'm glad I could answer your questions, Bob.
Well, and that might be our next question.
I love Gilbert O'Sullivan, for sure. We need more talents like that because
Sonny Bono wasn't a talent, so we need more talents like that.
Well, and people like Sammy Davis, I guess they're They kind of remind me of each other. They're both kind of short. And most
now, Sammy Davis had talent. He could tap dance. He could sing. He could act. Sonny Bono couldn't do any of that.
I'm not sure if Sonny Bono could tap dance, but he certainly could sing and could act.
No. He could not sing and he could not act.
Sammy Davis on All in the Family, that's probably the best sitcom episode.
Well, no, he was in Ocean's 11. He was in several movies.
Well, he did a lot of movies.
Great talent. So,
what movie was Sonny Bono in?
We need talents like that currently because we don't really have very many of them.
Well, actually, Sonny wrote the script for the one movie that Sonny and Cher made. I don't know if we're getting off the topic here, but that could be a trivia. What was their movie that Sonny and Cher made?
Yeah, that I don't know.
Oh. Well, thanks for calling.
No problem, guys.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
Should I give that answer, or should we just leave it out there for...
Well, give him an answer. We don't want him hanging out there.
That's right. The one movie that Sonny and Cher made together was called Chastity.
Oh, their daughter.
Their daughter.
Their daughter, who is now...
Not their daughter.
No, what is his name still Chastity?
Chaz.
There you go.
But the movie bombed, and...
I can understand why.
It pretty much... pretty much destroyed the first half of their career, but they came back after that. But
Cher is 76, I'm being told by one of our listeners, Mary out there. Thank you, Mary. Give her a break. I don't have any problem with Cher.
I've never had any problem with her.
Did I say anything negative about Cher? I don't think I did. Now, Sonny Bono, now he didn't have any talent.
About every time that she's been to our house, we've never had any problem with her.
No, I'm sure she's just a fine lady. 740-383-9944. What is the biggest continent other than Ireland in Europe?
No. What is the biggest Ireland?
Who cares? Nobody knows the answer anyway. Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't Sonny traveling down a ski slope and hit a tree and caused his death?
Yes, so obviously not a talented skier.
No.
Do I get a prize for that? Do I get the Del Taco beanie?
Well, can you name the type of tree?
Well, it would be a pine tree.
It was a very hard tree. Hit it hard.
Pine's a soft wood, but if you hit it, it's hard. I'll guarantee you.
Now, do you think Sonny had talent?
Oh, I liked, yes, he had terrific talent because he was married to Cher.
That's right, coattails. He was a coattail writer.
But, yeah, I think it was a terrific, and I know nothing. My wife was all about actors and stuff like that and everything. But when I seen them perform, I would pay to go see them perform. That's pair that I would go see. I thought this was terrific in their days and stuff.
Together.
So are today.
Together.
Wherever he may be on whatever slope, hats off to both of them. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks. You know, I think that's right. I think you would go pay to see them. I don't think you would go pay to see him.
I think that's correct. But he did a lot to promote Cher in the early days, and you know he was a songwriter, he was the artist and arranger, and you know he got her career off the ground.
Well, and of course, I'm sorry he died in a tragic snow sledding. What was it? Skiing accident. Yeah. So what is the question about Ireland?
Getting back to Ireland. Ireland is the second largest island in the continent of Europe. What is the largest island?
Yeah, what is the largest island in Europe, Ireland being number two? What is the largest? 740-383-9944.
And I was going to say earlier that you will unveil the pizza that I brought here sometime, but
yes.
My original thought was to make a sauerkraut pizza crust, kind of like the sauerkraut balls.
Oh, that's interesting.
With corned beef and Swiss cheese as a topping. And that was going to be my original take on it there. And maybe we'll do that later in the year for...
Sauerkraut?
A sauerkraut crust.
A sauerkraut crust.
But
go ahead, caller.
Great Britain.
Great Britain.
Does it have another name?
England.
They won't give it to you.
Now, how hard was that to Google?
That's where I want to go.
Well, you want to go to England.
I want to go to England. Yes.
Now, what do you want to see in England?
I don't know. I just find England fascinating, and I want to go to England.
Now, do you think that Sonny Bono was a talent?
No.
See, me either. I'm right with you. Hey, thanks. Uh-huh. Well, see, the colors are with me.
There you go. Well,
All right, so we only have about 4-5 minutes left in this. So we'll unveil the pizza, but we'll do it since you and I are the only two here. We'll see if the audience can guess what the pizza is.
Now, I've given a number of hints over the various calls.
Easter-themed. So let's take a look here at the pizza, and I'll give a hint.
And
I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
I've said in the past it's something that you would like.
That I would like. So
we discussed on the radio that you like this.
All right. So that will get you into the competition. What type of pizza does Bob have here? Now, it's themed for Easter, and it's something that I have talked about liking on the air. What is this pizza? What type of pizza do we have here? Now, we've had groundhog pizza in the past. Oh, look at that. Doesn't that look good? Oh, boy. This is going to be good, folks. We have, so here's the hints. What kind of pizza does Bob have? This is like the old kerfluffle. It's Easter themed. This is all we're giving you. Has something to do with Easter. And it's a pizza. And it's something I've talked about liking on the air. What kind of pizza does Bob have here? 740-383-9944. And this will get you in the competition to win the Del Taco $10 gift card or the Del Taco beanie or the large neighbor's pizza, one topping. What kind of pizza is in the studio here following in the great lines of pizza? Go ahead, caller.
Well, since I'm an outdoor person and everything is, most of the stuff pertaining to the pizza Bob brings up is pertaining to an animal. Groundhog.
I'm going to disagree. I mean, the fruitcake pizza had nothing to do with...
Then I heard him mention Easter. That would be pertaining to a rabbit. And am I getting close to anything, or is it a candy type or a flavor of?
I think when you said rabbit, you were in the right neighborhood.
Okay, Bob. I'll let you guys get going.
Okay.
And certainly there's enough here that if everybody wants to stop by in the next hour for a piece, we could certainly cut them a piece.
So what do we have here? We have what kind of pizza? Now, I've talked about liking this on the air. It has something to do with Easter. That's where we are. Go ahead, caller.
How about a carrot cake pizza?
Wow. You got it.
Did you Google that?
No, what? That you like carrot cake?
Now, what gave that away? That is very good.
It's Easter, and it's something that you like, and so I'm thinking rather than a pizza, meat pizza, that it's more like a dessert pizza.
Yes, carrot cake pizza. So, Bob, what went into this carrot cake pizza?
Flour.
Yeah, flour. Salt. Baking soda.
No baking soda, because that would make it rise, and this is more of a, you know, flat item, but no buttermilk. But, you know, a little bit of pineapple, some walnuts, carrots, of course, is the number one ingredient.
You need to take a picture of it and post it.
Yes, we'll get a picture for Facebook.
Thank you for the reminder. I do need to get a picture of it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we always got to get a picture before we get into it.
Eggs. A lot of eggs went into it as well.
And it's got sour cream icing on it. Cream cheese icing.
Cream cheese. Well, yeah, sour cream cheese.
I'm a little off. It's St. Patrick's Day.
You could put some sour cream in there, but it is a cream cheese.
I don't like sour cream, though, but the cream cheese
cream
icing
cheese.
I do like. There you go. Carrot cake pizza.
It has to have cheese on a pizza.
Didn't you think that would take longer?
Yes, I did.
Go ahead, caller.
If you're accepting guests, I wouldn't mind stopping by and getting just a tiny piece of that pizza.
Well, I would say around noon, we're probably going to cut it up.
Yep.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you. There you go.
There you go. I mean, it'd be good to have somebody live giving a critique. Yeah.
we got to give it another hour to take a picture of it here. I've learned what's horrible is when Bob comes down, because we're usually doing a show, even though you get that 10-minute break, it's hard to eat you're doing a radio show.
You can't be chewing and talking at the same time.
No. It just sounds bad. So do we have one more question? We'll hold it for the next hour. But we're going to do drawings for the Del Taco, the Del Taco beanie, the $10 to Del Taco, possibly a neighbor's pizza. We're going to do the first drawing next hour. So stay tuned here. Judy, Ted, Mary, and Charlene, all in the competition. Don't you dare tune away. We've got a whole another hour of trivia, and then at noon, we're going to carve up the carrot cake pizza, which is going to be very, very good. And we will get a picture and put that on Facebook. So don't tune away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For guests